Item number six, progress on the harbour wards. Sean, can you update us and provide a verbal update on this, please?
Thank you, Chairman. As we reported at the last meeting, work was underway to actually scope the sections of walls requiring waste urgent repair. We've been working with a local consulting engineer company to do that, and as part of that work, we've visually resurveyed the walls of the harbour to make sure we're working on the ones most at risk. And I think, as we mentioned before, we're looking at the area around the Key Arts Centre, the lifting bridge, and under the dual carriageway. Consultants have been working on our behalf on listed building consents, which are for the walls that are in historic interest, and also with the Environment Agency, because we have licensed from them because of working in the Main River, and by working in the Main River, there's a possibility of introducing construction work, which would impede the flow, have an impact on fish and wildlife in the river. So we're in the process of getting that consent at the moment. The tender documents are ready to issue. They will be issued on Friday. They will obviously contain references to the various consents. And the fact the Environment Agency consent is granted subject to the successful contractors submitting their method statements to the Environment Agency for them to sign off. We could have waited, got tenders back, and then submitted it, but further delay in the process. So we've got provisional consent subject to submitting their programme to the Environment Agency, reviewing it and saying that. We've also been liaising with Highland Roads regarding the replacement of the bridge. That's what we didn't want to do, was have our contractor on site. Highland Roads then want to replace their bridge, that disrupts our construction programme. So we will be coming in to carry out those wall repairs after the bridge is replaced. The bridge is now scheduled to be replaced on site late April, May, and we should be complete by the end of May in readiness for the setup of the Otherwise Music Festival. Obviously, that's quite key to their infrastructure. As you recall, last year, the temporary bridge was put in over the top to facilitate access for the benefit of setup, the event, and the street out. So, our work will come in after the festival, so probably late June, late July. Further piece of good news, full council at a meeting, budget setting meeting, have approved £1 million to be spent within the harbour on a combination of capital dredge and also further wall repairs as a demonstration of its support to the upcoming regeneration of the harbour to further improve the infrastructure and to make the site also more attractive to incoming developers and third parties. It's quite a big piece of work. We need to meet internally now and scope what we want out of the dredging, where that dredging needs to be concentrated, and then we will need to procure a company to undertake a full environmental impact assessment on the areas we consider required dredging, which will probably focus on the main navigational channel, but also look at the intertidal areas. Of course, the environmental impact assessment is required because of the designations within the river, wildlife, flora and fauna. So it won't be a quick process, but I think given some of the comments we've had about lack of dredging in the harbour, the ability for people to navigate being reduced over years, we'll concentrate on dredging as the initial priority, we'll get that environmental impact assessment undertaken, then we'll look at getting a tender package put together for a capital dredge, with necessary consents which go with that. So there will be some expenditure within the 1920 financial year. That may not see physical works on site because of the length of time we need to undertake those processes and get those licensing in place. And I would estimate that we'll be looking at capital dredge on site probably in the 2021 financial year. But we'll have a plan which sets out all the various milestones throughout that process in terms of dredging and wall repairs. So that is a good piece of news for the harbour. Just picking up on one of the questions that was raised earlier regarding accounts, that would need to show as a loan to the harbour, and that's something we do need to pick up with our colleagues in finance. Similarly, that's about £300,000 which is currently in the process of being spent. So we're not quite as far forward as we wanted to be, but I think we're in the right place given we're not going to interfere with the repairs to the bridge, as we don't have to be on site when the music festival's in place with construction work, so we extend the programme and therefore. So, just just to recap, tenders will be issued at the end of this week. We're in the process of listing building consent and environmental agency licence, with work to commence on site, subject to contracts to programme. Shortly after the meeting,
thank you, Sean. That's very good news indeed. So that's the 300,000 to be spent now and a million in the future on capital dredge and more further wall repair. Excellent. That's really good news.
Members' questions? Do the members
do any councillors have any comments to make? Or? Matthew.
Thanks, Chairman. It actually relates to the bridge, not the walls, if that's okay. You know, the bridge has been a bit of a long journey. I know there's lots of discussions and different opinions on the bridge. Representing the Newport, the residents of Newport North, you know, my residents want the bridge open, and they want it fixed, and they want to be able to drive into Newport Quay via the route that you could always drive into Newport Quay from. And in that respect, you know, I know there are issues relating to you know, areas further upstream from the bridge, but the fact remains that that bridge has not, as far as I'm aware, on record, been lifted for over 38 years. Could be longer. So, and the concrete, the walkways either side of it that have been there since, I believe, 1981, are concreted in. So it begs belief that anyone would ever be able to even contemplate getting past there. And get to Collins Bridge in a boat. I don't know. But I understand the arguments around it, but when it comes to the bridge, it's been there, and it was closed because of a structural issue, and we're going to have a new bridge there, and it'll be back open. And representing my residents, I can only say thank you, and I'm very glad to hear it's going to be done as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Then we gather at the end of May, should to go ahead so we can get the festival lorries and over it and safely.
Okay, any more questions?
I assume that when we're talking about repairs to the walls, that is that simply sheet piling in front of the existing piling? I can't imagine that we're actually pulling down what might be there and trying to rebuild something in exactly the same place. So that was the first question, is it straightforward sheet piling? Second one is in relation to the dredging. Have we got any, even a ballpark indication of how many tons of spoil we may have to remove, or is that part of the evaluation that's happening now?
In terms of wall repairs, given the historic nature of some parts of the key wall, if we take the first section, we do need to, we're not replacing them by far, we are actually repairing them. So there's a lot of historic rock which is falling into the river. That will be salvaged, that would be really slated, albeit from a concrete backing and tied in, and then repointing the appropriate types of mortar which reflect the historic nature. In other areas, yes, we're looking at a completely different approach, which could be sheet piling and encasing of concrete to give us that confidence in the structure going forward. So it will vary from area to area and reflect the nature of the wall and the type of construction that's currently in place and maybe planned for the generation. In terms of dredging and quantities, we were ordinarily going to commission a survey for the river for every 2 years. That's scheduled to be done now, and we're liaison with a survey company to do that. That will give us an indication of build up over the last 2 years and 2 years subsequent to that. So we will be able to calculate a build up, but we'll need to look back further in the past now, and also look at what future requirements there might be in terms of draft investments. So I can't give you an answer at the moment, but once the survey's been carried out, we will be able to put a quantity to get us back to a known rate.
Thank you. Does anybody have any further questions? Observations? No. Okay.
Can we move on to the next item?